That's a very good question, and I was hoping that no one would ask me that question. Here speaking, wearing my research hat on, we come from a culture and a society where the governance approach is very much top-down. To answer your question about the involvement of the general public in the EIA process, I'll try and just share some of my thoughts, both on the national EIA practice, because there are more examples that are in the public domain as opposed to the transboundary process. And even there, it's been a learning process, is what I can say for Singapore. The approach has very much been that there's no need to involve the public. If we needed to hear from the public, then perhaps the best way to do it is to have a segment of the public that we carefully select, not because we're trying to game the result, but because these are people who are in the know and informed and able to engage and contribute to the discussions. So that has for a long time, I think, been the government's approach. And I think of late, with some of the later EIAs, more recent EIAs that we've done, where there's been a very strong public interest dimension, because in one of the latest EIAs, we have the possibility of our metro system going underneath a nature reserve, which generated a lot of public interest and concern. And I think it was a learning process for my government, and we see green little baby green shoots in terms of their willingness to engage the general public, which until recently wasn't there before. In terms of the transboundary EIA process, as I say, there's usually very little out in the public domain. The only reason why I was able to share about the land reclamation case, because they're actually the object of records at ITLOS as well as at the PCA, and therefore we have access to information. But usually these bilateral EIAs are not in the public domain, and certainly to my knowledge, I think the consultations that actually take place are very much at the agency level and doesn't include the general public of both countries.